If you see Eminem, tell him I need some spaghetti sauce. I'm Kim. This is the Soup Kitchen.
That was great. I'm James.
I'm Tough Guy. And this guy right here, Caleb, he doesn't know who he doesn't know who Agent Cody Banks is.
You don't know Agent Cody Banks?
No, I don't care about anything that Frankie Nunez or anyone else on Malcolm in the Middle has ever done except
his
for Breaking Bad.
His name is Munez.
I don't care. See, that's the perfect, great point.
You need to get your facts straight.
Frankie can eat a dick, frankly.
I think there was multiple Cody Banks movies, right?
Yeah, there were like two, right?
Were they all with Frankie?
I also get Big Fat Liar confused with the
Cody Banks. Don't do that. Big Fat Liar is incredible.
Though, that was a good movie.
Big Fat Liar is a great movie.
Yeah.
Jaleel White's in there. Jaleel, you haven't done that yet since I've been here.
No, yeah, Jaleel just came out with a new album, and
is it fire?
He says Jaleel, a fair amount of times, so
in different ways.
He switched it up. Now he
different
says
languages?
It like no. I wouldn't say that. No, I would not say that.
No, the day it dropped, I was like, Caleb, check who dropped an album, and it was Jaleel in every
song. I think
song.
We should see if he should come on.
I was very curious as to why I cared to drop an album. So before we get into this, a couple things. If you hear insane, like, I don't know, you guys hear these noises? Leather sounds. I just noticed that these chairs make an insane amount of noise when I started moving around right now and we're on a recording. Had not ever noticed that before, even though I've had these for the better part of a year now.
Well, then why don't we just not move?
Okay.
Yeah, not move ever.
Don't move.
Right. Okay, still.
And don't talk. This is a silent episode.
I'm also not moving my mouth. So.
This would be the greatest podcast ever. So anyone that's watching on the video version, which is, again, on YouTube and on Spotify, if you're not already looking at it, our setup might look a little different right now. And I'm sure a fair amount of people know already. And we did put out a little update thing that I'm going to delete when this episode comes out, because this is probably going to be in the update thing. So basically, my basement flooded. We had the whole studio down there, real nice setup. We were planning on doing a bunch of cool stuff down there, had a bunch of good stuff planned, and then my basement flooded, so had to tear it all down and build it back up in this small room upstairs. So, like,
we had to build an ark.
This room probably looks, honestly, when I'm looking at it on the screen, it looks a little bigger than it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, we cannot fit another human in this room. No. Maybe, one more.
We can
standing
at least
room
three.
Only.
You're right. If they're like standing.
Yeah, they have to be standing. They have to be in a pyramid stacked on top of each other.
This room is also much hotter than the other rooms. So this is going to be pretty much our recording area until I get the fuck out of this house. Because first off, fuck Select Property Management and the click they came. Real scumbags out there. If you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, make sure to piss on them. Absolutely just the worst people around. And I can't wait to get the fuck out of this piece of shit, flooding, stupid house. But until then, we're going to be in this little spot. You're probably going to hear leather sloshing around. If you're watching, it's not too visually pleasing right now, but you see us. It's fine. It's enough.
What do you mean? We're the hottest people alive.
That's pimping. That's pimping.
Four-way pounding.
Guys. All right, so like Kim said, welcome to the Soup Kitchen. There was this homeless guy in Detroit who he was talking a lot about Eminem and like giving him spaghetti sauce through the mail. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. You want me to tell the story?
Yeah, sure. We're on a podcast now. I know you just told it, but...
Yeah, so basically we get to... this parking lot, and this guy.
We saw Blink 182 last night.
Oh, yeah, we saw Blink 182 last night. And we're at the parking
really
lot.
Small band.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of them.
You ever heard of them, guys?
Yeah, nope. I mean, probably in your most formative years.
Yeah.
But
you like music. I get it. You like music.
You guys ever listen to the Beatles?
What is Blink if not the Beatles of punk rock?
Now just leave it at that. Sure. What is Blink if not the Beatles?
That's true. You're not wrong.
But yeah, this.
Where are you?
Go ahead.
You sounded like Jaleel.
Jaleel.
Where are you?
Yeah, this guy was like, hey, if you guys see Eminem, you tell him I need some spaghetti sauce.
And you guys didn't get his number.
The guy doesn't have a phone.
I don't care. Figure it out. He probably has a phone,
too. He doesn't know what a phone is.
That's okay.
Can you want to repeat that?
He probably has a phone to my ass.
Okay. I just want to make sure the people heard.
I hope they do. He's the love of my life. I need to find him.
As long as I've known you, everyone's a love of your life. It revolves.
That's not true.
No, it revolves.
Who else?
Kim. You Caleb. Want me to say it right here?
No,
I won't say it. Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay.
You
Come
bitch.
On.
You don't say it.
Okay, so moving on.
Moving on.
You're trying to test me, aren't you?
I was.
Yeah,
I was
you were.
Trying,
and
I was,
you, see,
I, hey, I was
I'm
trying
a
to,
good friend because I could have blew up your fucking spot.
I was trying to SAT your ass.
You were trying to what? That sounds really wrong.
Have you not taken an SAT?
No. What are you trying to do to me?
Let's start that. Let's start there. Who took the SATs?
I took
Wait,
ACT.
Did people not take SATs?
I took ACT. Oh.
Did you like not have to for like school or something? Or like,
I mean, you only did not, if you're like, gonna go to college. I didn't go to fucking college.
Well, yeah, I mean,
fair.
I went briefly. I mean, I dropped out of college.
Yeah, so
I thought you still had to take it or not. Yeah, I guess you could.
Well,
just
yeah,
not
I guess you
up.
Could just. I guess if you just don't go, then that makes sense.
Did you?
No, yeah, I was at school that day.
Did you take the ACT or California's SAT, right?
Yeah, what did you just call it?
We took the ACT.
Oh.
I don't know why they're
both.
Different.
Both. My school offered
both.
Both.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like that might have been a thing. So what's the ACT stand for?
I can't remember.
Oh, God, now you're really testing our
Probably
skills.
Academic something.
Standard okay. Academic
something test.
Test.
No, but standard? Fuck, what does ACT stand for?
Scholarship? I can't. Oh, you mean ACT? I thought you were asking about
question,
SAT.
Actually. That's right. Really going to bother
academic,
me.
Academic.
Well, we all have supercomputers in our pocket.
Collectual course.
Curriculum.
Credential?
I don't know.
Termination?
I can't.
Termination?
I can't.
Determination?
Did you take the ACT or the SAT?
I can't spell either of those, so really.
Dude, I've never listened to a letter.
Here's the thing.
I've never.
It's kind of fucking stupid. Not kind of.
American College Testing.
Oh.
American College Testing? Are you fucking kidding me?
ACT.
That sounds so fake.
They couldn't have just said that out loud? Yeah. Like, that's the stupidest fucking name.
That sounds so dumb.
That's regarded.
Here's the thing. American. Standardized tests are so dumb. Why do we have two different? Why does it matter which state you're in? You have to take the fucking SAT or the ACT. You have these stupid scores. One's 33, one's what, 2,000 or 1,500?
Dude, I don't know what the scores are.
The highest score of an ACT is 36.
I thought it was like an IQ test. It's not in the hundreds?
No, it's not. SAT. The SAT is like 1,500. I want to say it's the highest or some shit.
Oh, I figured out how to make less noise on the chairs. You move the cushion
up
a little bit.
Okay. Let's look that up. Maybe, or I have an idea. Maybe you don't get a BBL, Caleb.
Oh, well, you know, it was free.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, I'm looking up the highest.
You can't say no to free
you
things.
Guys want
to
take guesses what you think the highest SAT score is? Like
3,600.
3,600?
Wait, now I'm like all out of whack.
Yeah, I thought it was like 1,500, but I trust you.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I'm going to go 1,300.
I remember Eric Foreman got an 800, and that was bad.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was basing it off of, and I think like 13 or 15 was like the max. It was something like that.
If we were on the prices right, I'm coming down. It's 1,600.
It's 1,600, there you okay. go.
Yeah,
I almost
400 to 1,600.
I think Hyde got a 1,300.
Mm. And
that's
what I was,
Kelso got a 1,300.
Yeah. And then wasn't
that
mixed scores or some shit? Or was Eric just
No, Kelso's just a genius. No, it was mixed scores, I'm pretty sure.
I would say it was mixed
like
scores,
that.
Yeah.
I think Eric did do bad, though.
He did.
No, I think he actually did do bad, but I think Kelso didn't also do good. Like, I don't think that was a real thing. Or maybe it was. I don't remember how that episode ended.
Damn.
Some people are just good test takers, man.
I know,
I was good at standardized
tests. Well,
that's
the thing. That's what's so dumb. Like, I know so many fucking people I've worked with throughout the years who great standardized tests, went to Ivy League schools. Fucking dumbasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no common sense.
I think that, like, sometimes there's also, like, especially with the essay portions, like, there's a way that you can just sound smart.
100%.
And if you figure out the key to, like, writing to where you sound smart, you just get a good grade.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, and, I mean, real life is real talk. Real life.
This is the soup kitchen.
Soup. But in real life, none of those fucking standardized test questions apply.
No.
You know what the SAT should be? The Hunger Games. If you can survive that shit, you deserve to go to work.
I'm sorry, what?
Because if you survive that shit, you deserve
because, look,
to work.
You gotta have good.
You would not survive the Hunger Games.
Yes, I fucking would.
This is the craziest thing. You would never survive the Hunger Games.
Yes, I fucking
the
would.
The way you move.
What do you mean the way I move? Do you
I mean
observe
that
the way
every,
I move?
In every possible meaning.
What way do I move? I play sports
about,
my whole life.
I'm talking about
I
like
can move.
Physically. I'm talking about the way you move around your day to day through the city. I'm talking about everything. You are not surviving.
I could survive the Hunger Games.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
I don't think you could survive a mild issue.
I think Kim could scheme, though.
I can survive a mild issue.
Name all the mild issues you've survived.
I can survive a mild issue. Just because I like nice things doesn't mean I can't survive.
I don't know, man. Those deviled eggs you had the other day were pretty fancy.
And they were fire.
If a ninja pulled up right then and there and threw a shuriken at you, what are you doing?
Okay.
Protecting herself with her bougie.
With the deviled egg.
I'm also Asian, so I am a ninja, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I mean,
I fucking love Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I know you do. I know what you like and what you don't.
That was my mom's real life story, okay?
Wait.
I can survive.
Let's go ahead. Elaborate.
No, I actually can't. I can survive. I can survive, okay? But what I was saying is the real ACT...
Do you think you could survive against a bunch of chickens that are attacking you?
We talked about this. Yes, I could survive against those fucking geese out there.
She's not scared of the geese.
You pussy-ass bitches are afraid to go to the island.
Wait,
I'm
not, but did they growl at her?
I've had geese growl at me.
We didn't really encounter them at all tonight.
You didn't encounter what we did?
Geese are mean.
No, dude, they were battling, and they were like protecting this island, and then like they sent a flock out at us when we walked by. They had like a guard. You remember that guard?
It was a whole military.
Send your squad.
They squatted up.
Dude, I just saw you try to play Call of Duty a little while ago, and it was...
Well, that's different.
Every time someone walked by you, you screamed and jumped. It's different. And you didn't even know how to look in their direction.
I didn't
want to
play. I didn't want to play. I wanted to stand in the corner.
You wanted to play Fortnite, right?
I don't like video games.
We're going to get you on video. Guys, hey, listeners, remember how we got Kim to do all the Amityvilles?
That doesn't mean I like doing them.
I know. You don't need to like this either. No.
Why do you like forcing me to do things I don't like to do?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going back to the topic of standardized tests.
Because you secretly love it.
Real life. I don't.
Wait
a second.
Whoa, guys.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
She liked the Amityville movie.
Yeah, that's right. You did like those. No, he got you.
Especially Vanishing Point.
Standardized tests, the real life test should be, can you live your life with common sense?
Whoa.
Can you duke it out? Duke it out.
We can't say that anymore.
Now they're fighting?
Yeah, in the toughest situation.
Well, she said the fucking Hunger Games.
Well, she said Hunger Games, but then she said live your life with common sense, and that's a different thing.
I have never once known what she's talking about a day in my life. I have never had that experience yet.
You have to?
I've been waiting for the day where you...
That's such a fucking lie, Caleb.
I've been waiting for the day that she makes slight sense.
Caleb, that's such a fucking lie.
Elaborate.
Because I've said shit, and we've high-fived. Yeah.
I mean, everyone has to throw a dog a bone sometimes.
Hey, Caleb, we agreed on not liking Deadstream, right?
Yeah, that's pimping. That's pimping.
But that's my little spiel about standardized tests. I'm with you. I feel like some people are just good test takers, but not the good life makers.
Yeah.
Life makers, you say? Yeah. Are you talking about like people that make babies?
Yeah.
You're talking about mothers? They have a name.
No, back in the day, they called us gifted.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
No, back in the day, they called you LD.
The gifted classes were wild. I remember my friends, when they first started doing gifted, it was like fourth-ish grade, I think.
Yeah,
for us.
About right.
And I remember my friends got placed in gifted. Like, yeah, they got placed in the gifted class, and I didn't. Fourth grade year?
They got placed in the regarded classes?
Pretty much, I was pissed. That shit fucks with your mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And half those gifted kids are, like, idiots now.
Oh,
I mean, they were idiots then, too.
True.
To be completely
realistically,
fair.
Most of them just had undiagnosed mental disorders.
100%.
So they were just able to be really good at one specific thing.
100%.
I mean, that was me.
Gifted.
The way you said, James said, and that was me.
Flipped his hair.
Like, it's just,
that was
like
hotter. That was me.
I was in that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, gifted was fucked up. So you were in a gifted class.
Yeah.
Okay, we're
I was in the gifted classes until high school. And then I like got kicked out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. They were like, well, you're not gifted anymore, buddy.
Have you ever said something?
I basically just got lazy. And
yeah.
I pissed all the gifted teachers off. Yeah. And like, they're like, we don't want this kid in this class anymore.
I remember one time I got, because I don't think they called him gifted at the time, but I got a place in like one of the advanced classes at one point. And I did the same thing. Like, I didn't do shit. And then they were like, yeah, we're not going to put you in one of those.
Advanced guys. Losers?
Well.
Have you ever said something and immediately regretted it? That's what just happened when I asked you if you to class. I was like, are you? And I was like, he was definitely not a
yeah
gift.
No, trust me, there are no gifts in this basket.
Oh, you have gifts. They're just intrinsic.
Are you calling me regarded?
No, I'm calling you unique.
Yeah.
What about you over there?
I made varsity baseball as a freshman. Shout out. That's pretty gifted.
I made varsity basketball as a freshman. What Sports. What position did you play?
Outfield and second base.
Oh, you went to second base, huh? That's right.
Yeah, you did.
How was second base, bro? Is what they hype it up to be, or were you
I've never been there. Let me know.
Yeah, like, let us know.
Put me on game. Come on.
Yeah. walk us through what it's like to be at each base.
Come on, man. Just give me a lick.
What are each of the bases? I actually don't know.
First, second, and third base?
Well, here's the thing.
Let's define that.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't necessarily know that I know either. Because I think
we're talking about sex. Well,
I've heard the meatloaf song, but I don't know. I think it depends on who
you're talking to, because I thought it was a universal thing. Then I watched Kids with Caleb, and I realized his bases.
Oh, shit, you're right.
The California kids' bases are way different from
For anyone listening, Kim just said, and then I watched Kids with Caleb. She's talking about a movie.
Yeah, sorry.
So we weren't just sitting around in some bushes watching kids, to be completely fair.
I didn't think through that
we're
statement.
Like, we're not like fucking Donald Pleasant or like Loomis and fucking then, Halloween then, when he's just sitting by the bushes.
Hey,
get out of there.
Kim, you really got to watch your phrasing today.
I know. Like,
she doesn't know how to speak in a public setting.
I know. What did I say we were walking by the lake? I kept saying dumb shit. We were walking by the lake earlier.
Oh, trust me, I know you did because I was here at my house, and guys, for perspective, there's a lake like kind of behind my backyard, and it takes like 30 minutes to walk around it, and I'm over like in my backyard. They've probably been walking for like 10, 15 minutes, and I walk outside for a second, and I just hear Kim screaming and like laughing, like, and it's crazy too, because when we're doing like podcasts and stuff, half the time I have trouble with like her talking too quiet, and I'm like, Kim, like talk louder or something, except for when she starts screaming, then it's like crazy.
I'm too quiet?
Sometimes you're either too quiet or you're the loudest person in the room.
You don't tell me I'm quiet.
Well, I try to let you be yourself. No, you're right. I tell you to stop fucking chewing. And you don't do it until everyone else.
We got
else
bad reviews.
Until we get like 9 bad reviews and you're like, all right, I'll think about it.
It's because I don't trust you. You scare me. All right, sorry, continue. You heard me laughing.
That was the whole thing. You were very loud.
The continue is what's first base, second base, and third base
good
mean?
Call.
Yeah,
okay.
We're on that.
So my perspective is it's going to be different between who you talk to. I would define it as first base is like holding hands. You may kiss, but you're not Frenching.
Oh, okay? I would say first base is making out.
I would say it's like kissing or making out or anything like that. I'd say just anything that's not second base.
Let me backtrack.
Yeah, I think for me, second base is the turning point.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think this is. I'm not speaking like this is my base situation. I'm just thinking if I had to universally.
If you had to describe,
yeah, the high level probably.
Okay, well, next, what's second?
Or first base, it goes, wait, yeah, home?
He said,
wait, oh, I'm
he
an
said
idiot.
First base
I'm at
hold,
home.
He said
first
base,
base
is holding
second
hands,
base,
it's kissing,
second
no,
base
not
is making out, you're doing some over the top of the shirt stuff.
We're already on different pages.
Oh, I know. This again.
Okay,
this
it's
is,
okay. Let's
this
let
is
her finish hers,
yeah,
we'll go in a circle.
This is not speaking for my base. I don't even want to know what your bases are over there.
Well, my first base is anal.
Third base, that's what I'm saying. Third base... Third base is, don't you fucking point at
I'm
me.
Trying to
third
help. Base. I'm trying to be slow.
Third base is,
come on.
You're doing oral things.
Okay.
And you're having all types of fooling around business besides penetration.
Mm. Yeah.
Home base.
I agree with
that. Full blown.
Yeah.
Penetration.
I think everyone is on board with home, right?
Yep, I think the only thing for me...
Home is when you kill somebody, right?
I think second base, you have to touch boob.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Over the... Oh, you
no.
mean
no,
like bare
I think under. I think it's
you
under
like,
the shirt.
Like, first base, you get over.
I would say...
Second base is when you get
that's
under.
Fair.
And now it's like you've progressed to
that's
something.
Fair.
So
that's
I would
fair.
Say a little different. Okay, so first base, I guess we already said, I would say it's like kissing, like making out, like stuff sure, around yeah. there, you know? I guess you could put other things like in under that umbrella. And that's kind of how I feel about second base, I guess, too. Like, I see it as like under the shirt, like boob action kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But... If it's over, I feel like, I don't know, I wouldn't say, like, if someone was like, oh, yeah, it went over the shirt, I guess I wouldn't be like, oh, it's not second base.
Oh, I would.
You know?
I'd gatekeep that.
Well, I might get a little middle school about it and be like, you fucking nerd. But
dude,
okay, I'd still be like, okay, you got an over the shirt
if
second
we're
base.
Get into the, if we're going to get into the specifics of it.
Soft second.
If somebody
right,
started rubbing the hard second over bras, my shirt at this point, I would be like, I don't want to explore the other bases with you. Why are you rubbing the fabric of my shirt? We're not 12.
That's the thing.
But that's the thing. It depends on where you're at. That's why I'm speaking high level.
But I think the thing is, we're talking about bases as if the only people that talk about bases aren't middle schoolers.
Well, then, well, then it changes because some people are like, first base, I'm touching titties.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think of it as
my second base is double penetration. It's two.
You just thought. Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's base. You know, hey, you know who we need on here to answer this question? Nia.
Oh my god. Yeah. Why? You saying she takes it in both holes?
No.
Shout out Nia. Timestamp. Tough guy. Nia. Remember this. 2040.
Oh god.
Clip that.
No, I'm saying this because Nia has seen some shit. She showed us how to fuck on that shoe chair.
She did. She full on made porn on that shoe chair. It was
she
crazy.
Didn't she show us shit. Like she didn't do the
when Nia Nia let
no,
me
she
let
was
me
butt
she
ass
was clothed.
No, Kim's right this time. She was butt ass naked throwing it back with herself. She had a pillow.
Nia did not. She did a live stream demonstration on my shoe chair.
It wasn't a pillow, it was a doctor's holes.
No, when Nia talks, you listen. I say this all the time. During her lives on Instagram, she has some shit to say.
I told you your shoe chair got flooded.
I know now.
Back to the flood. Hey,
that's pimping.
That's pimping.
Shout out to Nia.
Anyway. Hey, Nia. How's it going over there in fucking California? Guys, Nia is pregnant.
As fuck.
We haven't said that on Horse Soup. I guess people don't. I mean, she's this person on the show all the time. That bitch pregnant.
She's preggo.
The bitch got a whole baby in her.
She has a whole ass baby.
Yikes, man. We're manifesting a girl.
Babies.
We're hoping for a girl.
Yeah,
but,
I think that's what is the plan, hopefully.
I think she might blow herself up if it's a boy, so we're all just like hoping and praying because we might lose Nia if this doesn't go
her way.
What
if she has a lima bean?
If she has a lima bean, she'd probably be pretty happy if she just popped out a whole lima bean.
Her baby comes out green.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like, mom.
Probably all she's eating throughout this pregnancy.
I wouldn't doubt that, actually.
She's eating tons of lima beans.
I wouldn't doubt that.
So I asked other people this, but in light of Nia, how many people know about dogs getting stuck together?
Like during birth?
Like during sex?
Yeah, like what process?
You're the creep. Whoever smelt it, fuck the dog.
What?
What was that movie, Stuck
that
With You?
Yeah,
Stuck
on With You.
That
Stuck On You.
With the dogs are fucking each other.
Oh, you smelt it. You
was it Jennifer Aniston in that?
I don't remember.
Wait, you said Jennifer Aniston what?
No,
what?
The movie Stuck On You. Was the rom-com?
Oh, yeah.
The Siamese
the
twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stuck On You.
And they worked in a cafe,
guy?
Right?
Yeah,
they're blind. Yeah.
No, so I was talking to Nia one day. And then we were talking about something, and then she said something about dogs getting stuck together, and I was like, the fuck does that mean? And she was like, you know, dogs getting stuck together. And I was like, I literally don't know what you're talking about.
When they fuck?
Yeah, and then she was like, yeah, when they fuck. And then she was like, you don't know that? You don't know that?
See,
I was like,
you know shit. You just proved my point.
But I think it's also a thing. I think basically everyone I've asked this to, everyone that knows, they, like, knew dog breeders or their parents were
So,
like, say
it's a matter of breeders. Yeah, explain the process of how they get stuck.
I guess just when they fuck, like, when
they just
jizz.
Need help
like no, Nia said that no, you can't help it. You have to let them sit and wait. No, if you pull them apart, you'll, like, rip their dick out, basically.
Like, so they have to, like, let their muscles relax?
So she said, like, their dicks, like, when they jizz or something, like, I don't know if it's when they jizz or it's every time, but, like, their dicks, like, the lipstick part, it, like, swells up.
Contracts.
And then it, like, so it's just in there, so they just kind of, like, are stuck together and sit there for a while.
They just
but no,
chill.
She,
they're just soaking.
Yeah, it's weird, but no, that's a terrible way to put that. But no, she was attacking me about it. She was like, what, you don't know? And I was like, no, I'm sorry that I'm not constantly studying dog
this
fucking.
Is exactly what I mean, though. Nia knows shit. She would be perfect to answer this first base question, third base, second.
We could call her right now. She would give us an
She'd
answer.
She'd say, stand up on your toes.
Yeah, she is a huge fan of Kevin Gates. Large proprietor.
Wow.
Biggest fan.
And she's very pregnant. Shout out to Nia.
Dude, she's so pregnant.
I didn't know dogs could get stuck together, actually.
Yeah, I've heard of that. For sure.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine dying like
Well, just
that?
Don't rip them apart.
I mean, that's...
But your instinct is going to be... You know what I mean? If you didn't know, if I was a dog owner...
human centipede.
That's true.
What's happening with this?
If I was a dog owner and I saw, like, oh, okay, two of my, like, dogs are fucking, and then they couldn't move, I would out of instinct go to try to help, and then I'd fucking kill the dog.
Well, we've already determined that
Kim,
you shouldn't be
a dog
owner.
You shouldn't be around animals. You thought they could eat chocolate. I told you that dog's going to eat chocolate like a couple months ago.
I know what we're going to do. I made a note in my phone, note section, of Kim's favorite animals in order. Here we go.
Kangaroo.
You made a list of Kim's favorite animals. There's little emojis next to it for
emojis.
Each animal. This is great.
No, I'm going to go through
these. Fighting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first one I'm not fighting. It's a tiger. It's my favorite animal.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fight a tiger. Number two is a humpback whale. I also like sperm whales, but...
Can't fight that either.
James, like, I can't hump that.
can't hump that.
I can't fight that either. Now, this one I would fight, but I'd feel bad because I don't want to fight this. It's a toucan.
I'd fight a toucan.
Yeah, I would fight a toucan, but I'd feel bad because they're sweet. Number four.
What do they do?
They're birds.
Oh.
Well, you're not going to like my number four either.
You're not going to like what happens
next.
Where's Lane, man?
I actually just texted her. Look, buddy, we got two.
You're supposed to come this weekend.
We got two more birds coming through on the list, okay?
You have three birds on your top animals list?
Yes, they're cool birds.
Birds are terrifying.
They're exotic birds.
But birds just in general are scary.
Nah, they're cool. Oh, well, can I? Wait, I'm going to go through. Okay, so four. Is flamingos. I fucking love flamingos.
Oh, I guess flamingos are kind of.
And you could fight a flamingo because they get lopsided with the one leg. You just knock it over.
Have you seen one in person?
I don't want to fight
them.
I've actually pet a flamingo in person.
Okay.
They're moody. They're temperamental.
Yeah,
like some are,
okay, that's
some
a pass.
Are nice. Is it, but they're not. They're not going to. They can't do shit.
Is it true that they're pink because they eat a lot of shrimp?
For the most part, yes. I mean, it doesn't mean that if they.
I think they have like translucent feathers, right?
Yeah. That's why, but that is fairly true. Number five, starfish. Number six is also a bird. You'll like this one. A puffin. Shout out to Balto.
Oh, yeah. Puffins.
Cool. Number seven, seahorse. It's the parrot of the Arctic. That's what they call it, the Arctic parrot.
Puffin.
And they're cute and they can carry a lot.
I don't know what that is.
They're so. Are you searching Balto?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw Balto at the Cinema Grill.
As you should. Like a patriot.
I don't know that guy.
Like a fucking patriot. Did you just hear this man?
Yeah.
Have you seen Balto?
You're a dog lover. You haven't seen
that
Balto,
was Disney,
man.
Right?
It's a dog movie?
I think it technically was Disney.
I definitely wouldn't watch that.
Caleb, it's incredible. They made you watch it.
It's a true story in every class.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that then. I watched Lassie in class.
Fuck Lassie. Lassie's a bitch.
That's what they should.
Balto was real.
Yeah, Balto was real. And Homeward Bound was even better than Lassie.
There it is.
Did they shoot Lassie?
Catch That Darn Cat was better than Lassie.
Wait, no. Which one did they shoot?
I don't know.
What was that?
Homeward Bound.
Oh, Shiloh?
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Get your animal movies right. Get your fucking priorities straight.
That was what I learned in school. I didn't pay attention.
You're a fucking train wreck over there, and you need to get it together.
You forgot Air Bud. Don't forget Air Bud.
Yeah, good call. Good call,
Air
Bud.
Air Bud's different.
Okay, seahorses was seven. Eight is narwhals. I went on a big narwhal.
A lot of water.
I'm into the aquatic.
You're a water type.
Nine, rabbits, because I like.
I was always a water type, man.
Dude,
I
was always water type.
What kind of Pokemon do you think Kim is?
Jigglypuff. I was Jigglypuff.
It's not a water type.
Jigglypuff.
You can't be.
Snorlax.
Or she's like a, what was that? Blossom?
Yeah, Blossom's cool.
Yeah.
I liked Jigglypuff and Snorlax. Anyways, nine, rabbits, because I like bunnies. And 10, jaguars.
Jaguars.
I'll keep going as I think of them, but those are my top 10 in order. And I would
Did you start this list and for why?
Like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Because I love animals and I know a lot of fun facts about them.
This is literally the answer that a 3-year-old gives you. So why'd you make this list?
Because I love animals and I just really like lists. And
Caleb, there's something I need to tell you.
What?
I am 3.
I know you are. I mean, I'm not going to spoil the thing, but Kim is like buying a lot of toys for a thing.
I forgot about the mushroom house. Okay, wait. Now I want to hear everybody's favorite animal. What's your favorite animal, James?
Oh. What's my favorite animal off the top of my head?
Top of the dome.
Probably like a honey badger.
Oh, yeah. I'm with that.
Honey badgers are the most ferocious animal in the ecosystem. Do you remember that video? You guys.
Yeah. You didn't watch that? I thought that would have like helped
you. James, I thought
you
were making a joke because there was like a viral video that was like, honey badgers. We're watching it after this.
No, it was a great video.
Okay. That is.
Oh, honey badgers are cool.
Hold on. Now I need to know more. Badgers are scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Why honey badgers specifically?
Because they're like, well, first of all, I saw this one, but like, it just reminded me how badass they are.
They are badass.
They're just big and cuddly.
The first thing you
cuddly
saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
More 3-year-old.
Well, I didn't
stuff want
to say frog, and I definitely didn't want to say rabbit.
I love rabbit. I thought about buying
honey
a
badger,
rabbit.
Man.
Okay. Okay.
They got claws.
Up. They big ass claws.
Panda.
Oh, pandas are great, and they're so endangered.
Shit. I actually really like rhinos, though, because they're basically
rhinos.
They
too
are, but they're also you are ferocious.
Yeah. Like no those rhinos. Are
your
sweet
animals are not
yeah
to
I mean
be fucked
with.
You
could go
with
like croc or alligator or something too.
Those are
dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They are. Any reptilian sort of vibe.
Yeah
rhinos
Komodo
are
dragons.
Dinosaurs.
I like anything that's like a dinosaur, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. You just open. We gotta hear the other two, and then we have to go back to Komodo dragons because I just this.
Oh,
is,
those are sick.
No,
dude,
this is what triggered this whole list actually. But
oh,
continue.
What?
What should
pandas
animal? Oh yeah, panda.
Yeah,
great
yeah
choice.
Yeah, I did a diagram on.
I can kind of see you like rolling around with a bunch of pandas.
You do a panda project?
Yeah,
I did a panda project.
Yeah, it was cool.
Why do I kind of feel like I did a panda project as well? We'd like draw pandas. Because
you know why they ask you like what your favorite animal is like on the spot when you're younger, and they're just like going around the room. You gotta say it real fast, and you're like, pandas are cool. Yeah.
I kind of feel
so
like I had to
do
a panda
diagram on a panda.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite animal, Caleb?
Oh, like PS3.
What? I didn't hear
PS3.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pussy 3, you said? Okay, yeah, me too.
No, probably like a liger.
Okay, fair. Like Joe Exotic ligers or
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, probably like a good liger.
Okay, we got to talk Komodo dragons cool because the whole reason why I really started this list is because my friend Carrie and I were talking about bears. We were watching Cocaine Bear.
Big Bear.
And the opening title card of Cocaine Bear, which I didn't like. Sorry, unpopular opinion. I didn't like it.
I was awake for that.
It was pretty fine.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. The title card, though, was given the fact about black bears not being usually predatory.
Oh, right.
And
the black bears
yeah
and brown bears.
And my friend Carrie goes, no way. And I was like, no, for real. Black bears usually, they don't fuck with you in the wild. Like, unless you really go up to them and provoke them, they're pretty harmless.
Yeah, they kind of just run away.
Yeah, but I was like, but it's the other bears you got to worry about. Well, and she was like, she was shook that... I don't know. I guess my friend Carrie knew nothing about bears. She's like, what kind of bears? I was like, Carrie, brown bears, like grizzly bears? And she's like, what? I was like, Carrie, they're like 8 fucking feet. So then I went on this whole rant about bears and how ferocious bears are and how
bears
are.
Bears cool beats
and how
Battlestar
bears,
Galactica.
Yes. And how bears are my number one animal that I would not, like if I had to
never
fight.
Fuck with.
But yeah, they got beat by one animal this week, and I was thinking about it. It's
honey badgers.
It's a Komodo dragon. You know why? Mm. Not by a long shot, but you know why? And any survivalist will tell you this. If you ever get, this will never happen. It's like a 1 in a million chance. If you ever get stranded on a deserted island, and it's one of the one. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Caleb gives me shit for the things I do on air. And this motherfucker decided to just convert the studio mid-episode.
Just to yeet the fucking TV.
I might have smacked the TV with the microphone stand.
Could you imagine if I did that shit? Kayla would murk my ass on camera.
I would definitely be screaming at you. Be like, Kim, what the fuck are you doing right now? I definitely did something weird. I was just tired of looking at you with like a pole in the middle
yeah
of my face.
True.
Like it was like making me go cross-eyed.
It was
stressing me out.
I'm so happy that was live. But
any
survivalist will say if you ever get stranded on a deserted island in the tropics and it's one of the ones that's like full of Komodo dragons, yeah, like
you're done.
End it. You're done.
You're done.
Well, yeah,
they're gonna rip you to shreds.
Have you seen how those things move?
It's not only how they attack you, but fun fact: the bacteria in their mouth is so deadly. If they spit on you, you will get a full body infection and die.
Because they're a dinosaur, man.
Wow.
Because
they
eat dead rotting flesh. They're like vultures. So they'll like kill you, but they're not going to eat you immediately. They'll wait till you rot and then eat you. That's why the bacteria is so fucked up. Crazy. And they're massive that's and sick. Fast. So, needless to say, Komodo dragon beat out bears, but not by a long shot.
Bears are cool, though.
Bears are cool. Like, they're cool.
They're like, are they a cat? Are they a dog? They're like some
yeah,
weird
they're like, they're a man bear pig.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Bears are so interesting.
Well, here's the thing. Bears are funny because they're petty. They're not only going to kill you, but they're also going to eat all your food prior to it. They're like, I'm going to murder right? you, but before I do, I'm going to raid your fridge, and then I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
They're ferocious. Have you ever seen Grizzly Man? Documentary?
No. I've seen a couple black bears in the wild, like yes. like a nature preserve and stuff like that.
Yeah, we actually had a black bear at our Springfield Fair. Fun fact. But
did you know there were bears in the wild before you went there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
That's it's a common
I mean,
thing.
Really anywhere in Tennessee.
I was
gonna
say, yeah, the Smokies. Yeah, the Smokies.
Oh, yeah.
Getting mauled by a black bear.
I'd rather
even
not.
Wisconsin.
Even in the city.
Yeah,
even
I'd rather not.
Wisconsin, actually. If you go up north, there's a lot of black bears up there. But yeah. So I know a decent amount about animals, okay?
Okay.
I didn't know dogs chocolate. That was bad. Sorry. But I know
just don't
now.
Know anything about pets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you. See, I would survive in the wild because I would know this shit.
Yeah, well,
I'm Kim Grills, bitch.
Your friend's pets won't survive around you.
Well, that's different.
Well.
It's different. Now that's different. Now you're pushing it.
Maybe learn things.
Okay.
Where's Nia when you need her?
That's my TED Talk about
she knows everything about
but
dogs.
But you guys should check out Grizzly Man, the documentary. It's about that dude who had the pet bears for years, and then it killed him, like, on camera live. Because it's obviously a grizzly bear, and you can't be best friends with it.
Yeah.
Killed him and his girlfriend. It's on Tubi.
Bears, man.
It's a great documentary.
I do need to talk about something. So, I don't know if anyone still plays Call of Duty on the PS3.
Oh, boy.
But there's this thing where now you can't rank up if you're not on an account that was like made before, I think, 2019. It seems like between 2017 or 2019, something like that. But I think it's 2019. If you didn't make your account before 2019, before a certain day on like the PSN name change update, and you didn't play Modern Warfare 2 or Black Ops, and I think maybe Modern Warfare 3, a few other ones, I don't know exactly which ones. The ones I care about are Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops, because I want to play zombies and I want to play my old school games.
Zombievers?
You can't. Zombievers. You can't rank up if you don't meet those specs anymore. So if you're not on that account on the PS3, you just can't rank up. Every time you go back to the main menu, it just restarts your shit. And, you know, one of the fun things about that game is ranking up. And I want to play with my buds. And my plan was to get, like, four PS3s, so that we could all just play together, like, put them in, like, a room in, like, an old-school, like, Hell Game Shack man. Type beat. Or we could sit around and just, like, play games with each other and play, like, private matches or LAN matches or something like that, or maybe try to play online, if possible.
And drink some of those Code Red and eat pizza.
Dude, you need to get a Monster.
Talk
Red.
About girls!
Yeah, girls.
You know what else I would like to do? Fucking LAN party?
Huh.
Killzone.
I never got to Killzone too much. Killzone I played. I think I played it for a little bit. I had a friend, because I think it might have came out on like PS3 or PSN Plus or something like
Battleship?
That at one point. Battleship.
What was your favorite video game growing
Hold
up?
On. Right before we get to that. Anyone out there, if you guys have a PS3 account that meets those things, if you made it somewhere around
Good
2019,
call.
If you're not sure, you can just message me and be like, hey, I think I have a PS3 account. Or if you just had like, because my thing was I had so many throwaways. Because it doesn't even, like, you don't even have to be ranked up. I don't need anything like that. Like, if you have a throwaway account even, or if you were one of those people, because I know someone out there, you know,
there's
played
gotta be
a lot
one.
Of, like, there has to be. There's some people out there, and I just don't know where to, like, find them. I've been trying to buy them online, too.
Yeah.
I'll even give you money if you have them, guys. Like, we'll discuss this. I, like, need a good amount
we
of these
need
accounts.
So that we can level up.
I want us to all sit around, like, level
it's
up
really
together and fuck
if
around.
You can't rank up, because then you can never get
just
guns,
resets every
so
time.
You can never get the kill streaks that you want.
It's
like,
ass.
Yeah.
It's ass. And we could do that on LAN party, but we also want to play online and stuff too. So if you have an account, if you just played PS3 and you're like, hey, I have some accounts, especially if you have some throwaway accounts, like, please. It's exactly what we need. Please.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
That'd be cool.
All man. It needs is like you just made it before 2019 and you just started Modern Warfare 2 and like went on multiplayer. Same for Black Ops.
Bonus points even if it's just a great name.
Yeah, if it's a great name, that's even better.
Like
that's
Ass Crack Kim?
Yeah, and that's another. That's actually another thing, too, because the name can't be changed. If you changed your name, that also fucks it up. It's this whole thing because the servers are like, they don't care about the servers anymore.
Right.
So you just can't do anything. And there's not a lot of people still playing these games, but there's like a few hundred, and there's enough for to like get some matches going and whatnot. But, yeah. I think at this point, it might just be like, have to like jailbreak the PS3 and then like get mods so you can like kick out other people that are hacking and modding stuff and like fucking up the games. Then also give yourself all the weapons.
Right.
So I might just end up doing that. That might be our solve. But for now, I think leveling up would be fun. That's big part of it. Like, you know,
also, so. I want a prestige, I know, bitch.
Also, if you want to play us.
That's we're a thing, online. Too. And if anyone wants to join in on this,
wants to play PS3, dude, let's
you
go.
Want a dual thing. If you guys want to dig up your PS3, especially if you're like, hey, you know what? I do have a lot of throwaway accounts, and I could throw some your way, but also, I want to play with you, too.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Hop on. Let's play. Let's get a Discord going, like make it in the Horse Soup Discord, yeah. Get a PS3 one going, and let's start playing these Call of Duty games again. I want to play zombies. I want to start making like content, too, where it's like kind of like if you're watching the video right now, like us four, just like, you know, sitting in corners,
yeah.
All of our games on the screen, all of us in the corner, and just playing some zombies or having, yeah, some, you know what I mean?
You ever play Call of Booty?
Yeah, dude. I like some Call of Booty.
Booty Call, was that Jamie Foxx?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for dude. Jamie.
Whoa. Wow. I'm kidding.
Did you guys hear?
Yeah, I got sad. All,
you know,
yeah.
I'm really sad about it. We were what talking happened? About it earlier. Nothing
he's in
just
bad
happened
condition
yet.
Right
he's
now.
Just, it's just questionable condition, and it's sad.
And what did that post that you read say?
It is just it like said
his family's.
Who knows if it's
worst,
true? Because like, who's reporting on this? But yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But he's
so,
been in the hospital for a while
has,
though, so
he
it
has.
Is. Definitely,
I mean, it's not.
Definitely
yeah,
worrisome.
It's not a positive sign, which yeah. is unfortunate. But prayers out to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Motherfucker Jones. We,
dude,
we gotta good, watch him Living Color again.
Shout yeah. out.
Should watch Django.
Oh fuck yeah. I okay. What was everybody's favorite video game growing up? Got to pick one.
What age range are we talking
doesn't
about?
Doesn't matter. Just growing up, when you think like go like favorite video game as a child, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
Modern Warfare 2. That's why I'm trying to bring it back right now. That's why I need, I'm trying to like.
Yeah, I feel,
you know?
I feel passion.
Dude, when I was playing it, I
you
was
felt
like,
alive again.
I felt euphoric. Dude, when I was laying on my couch playing on like the big TV when I finally got like Black Ops up and like I opened it up and I was like going to play zombies for a second, I was like, damn. Like, this reminds me of, like, when I was sitting on my grandparents' couch, like, way back in the day and, like, booted up, like, Black Ops and stuff. And obviously, I don't have the buds to, like, play with now online and stuff. And, like, you know, there aren't people on the mic talking right. shit and stuff.
That nostalgia. But
that nostalgia that, went yeah. crazy, dude. And, yeah. and that's why I'm trying so hard to do this. At this point, I'm like, I'm going to build a collection. I'm going to get, like, 12 PS3s, put them all in a room. And it's just going to be, like, you know, when everyone's over, it's like, come on, pull up, oh, like... Man. We're playing all around in this.
Especially for zombies. I love
dude,
zombies.
Yeah.
What was your favorite video game?
I'm probably going to have to say it's going to be a Zelda game, and it's Link's Awakening.
On I the think game we Boy. Talked about this a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I played the fuck out of that game.
Okay. What about
or,
you?
Or maybe Pokemon. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, like, when I started thinking about, like, that's why I asked, like,
what I've
age question.
The most hours into, like, it's probably Red and Blue. Like,
yeah. Because when I asked, like, the age question, I was thinking, like, you know, if it's, like, younger, it's Pokemon easily. Yeah. Like, I played, dude, I remember, like, my stepmom would always, like, bitch at me all the time because I would be, like, proud to be like, look at this, I got, like, 3,000 hours on this one. She'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I've had this cart forever, you know? I've been going hard on this shit.
What about you over there?
Yeah, and I base mine off of the time log. Okay. And I've stayed up for hours playing Sims Bustin' Out.
I never was a big
like
Sims
10
person.
A.m.
He is a Sims man.
I didn't dislike it. I just never played man. It.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see it.
Played a lot of Guitar Hero 2 as well.
I can definitely.
Guitar Hero 2.
What about you, Kim?
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a good one. I was wondering
on the OG
say, like,
PlayStation. Yeah. What was the name of it?
Like
the version where you had to get the crystals in the rainforest.
I think that was 2.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Crash Bandicoot 2.
The rolling ball.
Really good one. Yeah.
My buddy Mike. Shout out Skywalker Mike. He's actually been on the show before. I think, which episode do we do together? I don't remember which one, but I know we did an episode together at
okay.
one point.
Skywalker Mike.
Yeah, he has this podcast called Soundflick Pod. He's my buddy from California. One of Mig's good friends. Mm-hmm. Known him for like ever now.
Ugh,
so shout
Migs.
Out. Shout out. piece of shit, Migs. Oh, Brie?
Oh, God. I wasn't going to say it, and then you
oh,
said it.
Oh, come on, man. But Mike actually just messaged back, or messaged according to the story.
Oh.
And he said, ask Chong, which is another one of our buddies. And if Chong, so Chong might have some old PS3 accounts.
Okay,
we could, and I don't know, knowing Chong, he might have a few throwaways. He's known to make different names for things and fuck around. He might
what
have
about
some.
Cheech?
He's around.
Ha!
You said Evil Bong? What?
I'll be here all night.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
You did
You're welcome.
It.
Thanks.
Well, you already got one bite.
Yeah.
I think I'm confident that you'll get something. Okay, go ahead. What's your story?
So we're at the bar, and this guy, his asshole, is just hanging out for like ever. Like
his asshole? Like his physical butthole?
I mean, it's pretty damn close, also, with how much ass was hanging out.
Where? Wait, when was this?
It's more like asshole.
Yes. Yeah. It gets there. Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, this guy at the bar. Things are going on. His ass is hanging out. We're looking at it. That's what's going on. We're like, this guy's ass is out. Goes on for probably, I don't know, an hour and a half. This guy's ass is just out. He's just like,
drunk.
His ass is hanging out.
Sitting and standing, ass out.
The point is, ass was hanging out, and we had to do something with it. You see how, like, I'm explaining it the way that
it started to look like a target, right?
Because we're just staring at it the whole time. Yeah. We're like, what do we do with this?
Did you pinch it? Like, what did you do with his butt?
That would probably be assault. You can't really do that.
Well, you guys are like, we had to do something with it.
Well, that's why you gotta...
What did you do with it?
That's why you gotta, like, assess the situation first. So, we look over at his friend.
Okay.
I look over at his friend, really. I walk over, and I go, hey, can I throw cigarette butts in your friend's ass?
Oh, so that's not assault?
No, because we asked.
I guess.
Yeah, we're good.
So,
but did he consent?
We weren't even sure if he knew him, to be honest.
Wait for the story. I'm not done. So he goes, "Oh yeah, of course, dude. Of course, I got you." He's like, "Let me just go take a piss real quick. I'll be right back." Oh no! Actually, his friend walked away, and he was like, "Shit." He was like, "All right, right when he comes back, I got you."
What a guy.
So comes back a little later, and then I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah. And he goes over to him, and he's like, hey, how's it going, brother? Blah, 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 like, you know, distracting him. And then I try to throw some cigarette butts at his ass. And actually, to be completely fair, before that, I guess before I asked, you're right. Maybe he didn't consent because I did start throwing them at his ass at first.
I know.
Remember,
he
before he even walked over there, I tried throwing some. But his ass was like, it was a little more covered than it was before by the time we started going at it.
Then he was letting them drop, you know.
He must have finally felt a draft after like an hour and a half. So it wasn't going over well. That's when I hit up the friend. And then, we're trying again. And then this is when he finally notices. Because at first, I think I threw like 7 before I went over to his friend before he noticed. And then he grabbed his friend and then we're doing it. And then he's just like, what's going on? And then he turns around. He's like, throwing cigarette butts in my ass? And then I was like, I gestured. I was like, yeah, want to help me out? And he was just like, huh? And he turned around. And he just like pulled his crack out a little more. And he just like bent over and just like let it continue. There's videos out there. So if you're one of the, if you're listening.
I'm kidding. That's pretty fucked up, but hilarious. I feel bad that he.
When you looked at this dude's eyes, they were just shaking. Like he was. Very drunk.
Yeah, this friend told me that he told me this whole story about how he got really drunk at a bar like a couple weeks ago. Before that, that day, and then some random dude called him and he was like, "Yeah, your friend." Or no, first he called him and he was like, "Hey, you want to come up to this bar?" Yada yada. He said no. He got a call back like probably an hour later from some other dude on his phone. He was like, "Hey, your friend's like passed out drunk right here," and I don't know what to do with him. And he's just like. The dude that I'm talking to, his friend, he goes, well, you got in his phone, call him an Uber.
Yeah.
Just Uber him back home. And just like, all right, blah, blah, blah.
Smart.
Yeah. Calls him back a little bit later, and then he's just like, hey, so his bike won't fit in the Uber.
No!
Yeah, hell yeah.
Won't.
Fucking way, dude.
So his friend goes, well...
That poor
Uber driver.
That poor.
No, that's
what. That poor Uber driver being like, this fucking idiot trying to shove this bike in my truck.
So his friend goes, well, he's just going to have to take that L on the bike. The bike's gone.
100%.
Just put him in the Uber. Like, he's going home. Like, that's his deal. And then sends him home, blah, blah, blah. The next day, the friend goes over to his house, cigarette ass's house, who. Uber. Bike. He goes over to his house and then he's like, hey dude, so what happened with this blah blah blah? And oh no,
he rode his bike.
No, because God damn it, you
well you
it.
You're taking so, too long.
Well, because
I'm waiting
exactly
in anticipation.
A while ago, whatever. Man, I was getting
they're like an old couple at the
punch.
Oh, he's such a fucking grandpa.
Hit him.
Dude.
Get him with the punchline, man.
Dude. This guy's 90. This guy's 90 years old.
You were checking so long.
Back in my day, kiddos.
Get to the punchline already. Joke.
Yeah. They used to be nice about it. They were, oh, you're old soul. Now it's just your grandpa.
Oh, you old bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. You old I like man. That better, actually.
So the end of the story is, yeah, the fucking dude that's babysitting this guy at the bar with him calls the friend back and he goes, yeah, so your friend's back home, blah, 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 whatever. I rode his bike back home.
You rode his bike?
I'm dead.
And then, yeah, and then I guess the friend told him to just like grab all the money in his wallet and give it to him. And whatnot. Yeah. Like, blah, blah. He was like, this dude just saved your ass. Like, just give him all the money you have. And I was like, that's fair.
That's why you don't bike to bars, because you don't know how you're going to get back.
I mean, yeah.
And you get a DUI on a bike, kids.
And I'm kind of fair with giving him all the money in his wallet, because really, it was probably less than whatever he paid for his bike or would have paid for a new bike.
Yeah. That's fair.
So, I mean, but damn. Yeah, that was the dude whose ass I was throwing cigarettes on. And then we went back to that bar a couple days later, and then we saw that dude again, the friend.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that dude who's has an ass, he got banned from the bar yesterday.
Yeah, because his ass was out.
My God.
Like, isn't it crazy that I'm throwing cigarette butts in this guy's ass, leaving cigarette butts all over, and, like, the fucking,
and
like,
he didn't
bar
notice
floor? And, like,
until
not
after
the bar
at least
floor,
seven.
I guess outside.
Yeah.
But
how do you not feel seven hits on your butt cheeks?
Well, no, not that, Kim. I don't get banned, but somehow he found a way to get banned the next day.
You are banned.
Okay, well, obviously he doesn't feel he got banned from the bar next day. And
you should be
he's
banned.
He's blacking out at every
You should
bar.
Be banned from a lot
you
of
listening
places.
Listening to the story?
Nope. Because you're not getting to the point.
Yeah, taking too long.
Sick of you bozos.
Look at those calves.
Don't look at my calves.
Why?
Tough guy's got tough calves.
Yeah. Why are you?
You should put them on camera, tough guy.
I think you should. Lift your leg. Go spread eagle up into the camera.
No, I see my gnarly scar, man.
What's wrong with that?
Like this thing? You see that? This thing's crazy.
Fuck your scars. Hey, guys, we're at like 51 minutes. You want to just end it here?
Yeah.
I mean, we can keep talking. Want to do another one?
Keep rolling? Sure.
No one here wants to keep it rolling.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay, so
I want you to never speak to me again. No, yeah. I don't care.
We gotta do
Amy we'll
DeVille.
Talk about it after.
We didn't
I guess you guys will see if you see us sitting in the same seats for the next Soup Kitchen episode after this or not. All right, guys, so that was...
Rotate chairs.
It was...
rotate chairs?
Yeah.
Musical chairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
Dude,
the doll.
You've been farting all over in that one. I don't want to sit in your fart chair.
Oh, it's like what? James is
splashing
like,
around.
Yeah, James is like, I'm gonna switch chairs.
Oh yeah, shit all over it
over here, bro.
Oh no,
you sweat on the leather, man. No,
yeah,
flip,
leather.
Flip the cushion, dude.
What's wrong?
I'm not sitting in that seat.
Look, anyway. We're all family here.
That doesn't mean
I know how we can end it.
Wait, like
we're all family.
That was for family.
At the Soup
I
wanna
do,
Kitchen.
I don't want to. I want to do Fast and Furious. I want to be Vin Diesel.
We're all family.
I'm Vin Diesel.
At the Soup.
My car is really fast.
Yeah. Come on now.
My car is really fucking
We're
fast. I'm Vin Diesel.
Family.
Oh yeah, I'm the Rock. I'm a Russ. No one liked me when I was Rocky, yeah. But now I'm
Come
Dwayne
on.
The Rock.
Soup.
I'm
Soup.
Family.
Soup.
Take us
I'm
home.
Dwayne. Okay. I'm Dwayne. I'm
Soup.
Dwayne the Rock.
Yeah!
Soup. Dwayne the Rock.
Soup.
And we're done.
I'm Vin Diesel. What? I want to do Fast and Furious Family.
That's not Vin Diesel.
That was Vin Diesel.
Van Diesel.
Van Diesel. That's Diesel into
van
the van.
Ethanol.
That is a diesel van.
Hey, shut up.
Pimpin', that's pimpin'.
All right. All
right, guys, if you want to get pimpin', you can, Kim, where they find you?
Oh, you can find me. If you're looking for me, you can find me on IG.
I hate you so
Kim
much.
Kim Shady.
Because this isn't a musical. Like, I can't be a part of this. All right, anyway, guys, we are still doing a live show on the 24th of this month. I really hope it goes well. I mean, we worked so hard to try to make sure this one went well. And the basement flooded.
Yeah.
So hopefully it goes well. If you're watching this right now, I think it's probably going to be right here. But
yeah.
We might be able to figure something fun out.
You guys should do it on the balcony.
I want to get a wheel. Maybe I'll get a wheel.
A fortune?
Wheel it up.
Be cool. I want a big wheel, though.
Like the Price is Right, where you got to like stand on your tiptoes and flip that bitch.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, I'm going to like, we won't talk about it right now. Live show, Skinner, May 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Is it the 24th? That is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That's a Wednesday, May 24th. Thankfully, Kim won't be here.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, thankfully, I won't be here.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Est.
EZT. You got to do it with a Z.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. Julia.
You gotta do the yeah better.
I know, yeah. I can't. My voice
can't.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
My voice, like, my voice legit can't go, yeah.
Julia, yeah.
You vibrate.
Yeah. You gotta do, that's how he does it. He goes, Julia, yeah.
I'll practice it.
It is kind of staccato and breathy like that.
I had to practice it a little bit. You know? It takes a minute to get to it, but. Anyway, if you guys want to buy a ticket to the live show, patreon.com/horrorsoup. It's in the digital live show tier. All the other bonus content is $5 a month. We do extra bonus episodes, stuff. Anyway, Instagram is at horrorsoup. Kim is at what? Kim_shady.
3 Y's.
Y-Y-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Night Shift Video is James.
Yep.
Tough Guys Vibes_Cleveland.
Dope.
We're all on Letterboxd. I think they're all basically the same thing, right? I'm horrorsoup Caleb. Your
Vibes_Cleveland,
Night Shift Video.
Yep. Kim Shady 23.
I'm on Letterboxd trying to figure out if I like Pauly Shore or not. I can't figure it out. I don't
know. Remember when Mick said that Nia's doll looked like Pauly Shore?
Oh, no.
That was pretty funny. I like that story on the Danny Brown show the other day. Where he said he was supposed to be doing like some event with Pauly Shore and he showed up in Pauly Shore.
In the van.
Yeah, Jim and the Van.
Danny Brown was going to do that.
And Pauly Shore was just like, well, Danny Brown walked up and he was like, hey, dude, like, what's going on? Like, I'm going to do a show, blah, blah. And Pauly Shore was like, what? I don't care. Like, basically, like, and it just kind of flied in, blah, blah, blah. And Danny Brown was just like, all right, fuck you then, bitch, whatever. Like, I'm not doing this show. Like, I'm out of here. I thought that was fucking hilararious. No, it was great.
So that's one of the reasons he had to stop drinking, is because he cussed Pauly Shore out for no reason.
Pauly Shore,
honestly,
man.
I think there's a lot of good reason to cuss out Pauly Shore. Like,
no, not Pauly.
I mean, like, you know, you can move past it, but, like, this could be some reasons.
Do you get new tattoos?
What?
Do you get new tattoos?
No.
All right. All right.
Anyway, I think that's all the things. Do we talk about anything else? Oh, if you guys like the show, rate it. Give it a review.
Review.
That's good stuff. A moth just like destroyed itself.
Mothman.
It's been attacking
us. Mothman prophecies.
It is.
Indiana.
Yeah, that is the prophecy.
Four people.
Speaking of, this should really be an easier way to get a special edition of the Mothman prophecies. I have to spend like $40 for that.
There is. You can call Richard Gere and ask him.
Oh, ask him directly?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, do the goddamn stuff.
Actually, I think I have it.
Hit
the bell.
Oh.
Gotta hit the
bell. I'm Kim Wilson, and we're leaving the soup kitchen.
That's great.